Blog Talk Radio.
Off this Monday afternoon with UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Hello to our UCA members and visitors. Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio. I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. By the way, our church is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services starts at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. Once again, it's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services starts at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. So if you're out in this area in California, come on and visit us. We would love to have you, and the Holy Spirit is there, and I'm telling you, you will grow to another level in Christ once you visit our services. It's a service where we prepare the people to do the work of the Lord and to see Jesus Christ. I mean, really see him in his glory. So we prepare the people for that, to do his work, his full work, and you will grow and wax strong in the spirit. Just one visit will do that, okay? Praise the Lord. Okay, call, text, or inbox all your friends and family members and tell them to dial in for this special edition of UCA Radio. And the number to dial in is 646-668-8537. Give them that number. Call them now and give them that number, 646-668-8537, or you can tell them to look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, Alignable, or Instagram, and you can just click on the link, and you can listen from your computer. Now on Facebook, you can listen from your computer today and anytime this week. All this week, you can just go right to my Facebook page, or if I'm on your page, just go ahead and click on the program for this particular program. Click on the link for this particular program, and you can listen to it all week and tell your friends to click on it also. Okay? All righty. Oh, also, don't forget that we have a book on Amazon, and it's called Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. It's also, you can also get it ordered from Barnes & Noble as well. So it's Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. This is a spirit-filled book. It is full of revelations, and it will help you to understand and get to know the God that you serve a little bit better. You know, he's not going to unveil his full glory because we wouldn't be able to take it, but he has given us an unveiling of himself. And we are able to key in on that so that we can get to know him better. Why would we want to know him better? The more we know him, the more you fall in love with him. So get the book, Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. Also, I would like for you to visit our webpage, churchofjesuschristministry.com, www.churchofjesuschristministry.com. Go ahead and visit that. When you get on the page, just look to your left and you'll see three lines. Click on those lines and then you'll be able to navigate throughout the whole web page. You can go to, you can actually go to the page marked books, and you click on books and it'll take you right to Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. It'll hook you right up to Amazon and you can go ahead and order that book, okay? And also, you continue to navigate, and you'll get to, it'll say media, and you click on media, and then it can take you to our television program on hsbn.tv. It's called The Message of Life with T. Meyer and my wife, Tusila McCain, on hsbn.tv. And you can always catch us also on YouTube. You could actually just put my name, T. Meyer McCain, on YouTube, and just about everything will pop up. Whatever you want to know, you will see The Message of Life and a few other things that you can see in case you want to just know a little bit more about us, okay? So anyway, let's see. Is there anything else? I guess that's about it as far as our announcements. So just stay right there where you are. Do not go away. We'll be right back after this. Stay right there.
I sing to you, my Savior.
beautiful sound of Kimberly Brown. Praise the Lord. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and the message. And let's get right into our message for today. Very, very important message. I wish the world could hear this message that we're about to bring forth. Father God, I ask that you open the hearts and minds of everyone listening to this message today. Help them, Lord God, to see and understand what's going on in this hour and the things that you have done, the things that you are doing, and the things that you are about to do in this hour. Lord, bless us to be in tune with the Holy Spirit and get into the flow of the Holy Spirit and move by the Spirit so that we won't miss out on anything that you're doing in this hour. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The name of this message is called The Day of the Lord. The Day of the Lord. Now, there's a difference between the Day of the Lord and the latter days. Before we get to the day of the Lord, we must go through the latter days. And that's where we're living in right now. That's where we are right now, right in the beginning of sorrows. As Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 7 and 8, he said, "For nation shall rise against nation." Isn't that happening? "And kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places." All these, Jesus said, is the beginning of sorrows. You see, Jesus warns us that these things will happen. And it's happening right now, right before our very eyes. Persecutions from evil governments and that's against the people. Evil governments against the people all over the world. Tribulations of all kind and trials, personal trials, which are inward trials. You know, it's we have personal trials, inward and outward persecutions from evil hate groups in society and on our streets. Just evil hatred, you know, persecutions and deceptions from witches and warlocks whose agenda is to attack Christians. And many of them work within our very own government, our schools, in the workplace, in our churches, yes, and in the media, the military, and law enforcement. Luke 21, verse 12, "But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you. On account of my name, they will deliver you to the synagogues and prisons, and they will bring you before kings and governors to accuse you and sentence you." Now, a lot of this is happening in different parts of the world. We may not feel it here in the United States, but in other parts of the world, our brothers and sisters in Christ are being persecuted because of their belief in Jesus Christ. Let's keep them lifted up in prayer. You have heard people say for years that we are living in the last days or latter times. Even Paul tells us what's happening and going to happen in these last days. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. He says, "This know also that in the last days," where we are now, "perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves." And, you know, people are so selfish in this hour. Everything is about them. They're very selfish people in this hour. Covetous. They're covetous, desiring things that belong to others, anything that belong to others, including their houses, other people's cars and jobs, their husbands or their wives, just having an uncontrollable desire for things that are against God. People in this hour are boasters and proud. They brag about what they have or who they are. They are full of pride, and their egos are out of this world. People today are blasphemers. You know, when I say people today, I'm not talking about everybody, because we have Christian people. They're not blasphemers. I'm talking about those who hate God. They're blasphemers. They lift themselves up so much that they begin to worship themselves and then speak against the living God. They either worship themselves or other people or objects or organizations or whatever. And they speak against the living God and totally disregard anything that has anything to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't want to hear it. They hate the Lord. They have turned to idolatry and only believing what they see in the natural and believing the things of the world. They grasp and cling on to the teachings and concepts of men and demons. People are disobedient to parents. People in this generation no longer have respect for their parents. They will curse at them and even be ready to physically fight them. When it's written in God's law to honor your mother and your father, you will have long lives. You will live long, young people, and even older people. If your parents are still alive and you're disobedient or you're disrespecting them, understand you're supposed to honor your mother and your father. Many people in this generation are unthankful. People are unthankful no matter what you do for them. They feel entitled. Including members of your own family. You should do this for me. That's what they feel. You have to. You should do this for me. They are unappreciative. The scripture goes on to say that a lot of people in this generation are unholy. To be unholy means to be separate from the, to be holy means to be separate from the world. So you want to be a holy people, but you have to be separate from the world, because to be unholy means to be in agreement with the world, having the mindset of the world. And if you have the mindset of the world, you have the mindset of demons. It means to willingly and purposely live a life of sin. People, many in this generation are without natural affection. Society is making you think that it's okay to be without natural affection when it is not. This is the biggest thing that's hitting mankind in this hour. Besides abortions and deadly viruses and deadly vaccines, besides all of that, this LGBTQ movement today is a form of witchcraft, and it's on the move. It's on the move, powerful, and they're moving strong. They have an agenda. Homosexuals forcing their lifestyle on society. Yes, I'm saying this, and I know a lot of people might be mad, and that's okay. You can be mad if you want to. That's fine. But this agenda is moving in our schools. They're targeting our youth. The reason that I say that this is the same as witchcraft is because witches and warlocks do the same thing. They target the kids, our youth. Perversion is so high in this hour, and you won't believe this, but this is true. Perversion is so high in this hour that people are starting to get inappropriately intimate with their animals, even to the place of marrying their animals. These are things that's happening right now. It's worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. They're truce breakers. Many people in this hour are truce breakers. They can't be trusted. In this hour, it's hard for you to go into agreement with somebody because they will break the agreement. They're truce breakers. They're false accusers. People are continually bearing false witness against somebody. False witness. People in this hour are incontinent. What does that mean? Incontinent, that means that they have a lack of self-restraint, uncontrolled desires. They have no control. This is where rapists, anger, and violence come in. People in this hour are fierce, meaning that they're just dangerous people out there. They're dangerous. People in this hour, and check this out, are despisers of those that are good. Can you believe that? They hate you. People who hate you because you want to walk upright before the Lord and obey his commands and laws. They hate you because you follow what is right in the sight of God. They hate you because you are a true believer, lover, and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. They look at that as being wrong, yet what they're doing, they look at as being right. Believe it or not, some of these kinds of people are those who call themselves Christians. They call themselves Christians, but they're not real Christians, but they call themselves Christians because they have a form of godliness, but they deny his power. You see, real Christians acknowledge the love and power of God. Now, these are just some of the things that we as Christians, real Christians, have to deal with in this hour. But we have to set these things, we have to see these things. We have to see it. It's happening and our eyes are beholding it. We have to be in this world but not of this world. Because living in these last days, and understand this, Christians, by living in these last days, our faith is tested. It is a time of trials, tribulations, and persecutions. As it is written in Matthew 24, verses 9 through 12, the Lord said, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, and iniquities are inward sins, the love of many shall wax cold. But we, Christians, we are to endure, we are to endure it all as we walk this earth. We are to endure all of this stuff as we see these things happening. And some of these things attacking us, but we have to endure. Verse 13 says, but he that shall endure unto the end, this is the Lord speaking. He said, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. We will be delivered from the evil of this world. We are to be overcomers. We have to overcome evil governments, which is the beast system of today. And Daniel saw this system, this beast system, coming from the sea. Daniel chapter 7, verse 3. For great beasts, four great from the sea, diverse from another. They were different one from another, but they came up from the sea. This beast system comes from the ancient spirits, the marine spirits, and many others like the spirits of Nimrod, Semiramis, Molech, Chemosh, Jezebel, Ahab, and many more that is in the sea, like Leviathan and other spirits which have mingled with the sea of humanity to bring forth the will of Satan. They are bringing forth the Antichrist government system whose agenda is to control and rule the world and to destroy Christianity. Read all of Daniel 7. Just take the time and just read the whole book. And also read Revelation 13, 1 through 8. Just read it. This Babylonian system is connected to witches, warlocks, ungodly secret societies, and demons to assist Satan in destroying the souls of men and forcing mankind to do his will. These things are happening right now. And Christians, we need to open up our eyes. But nevertheless, we, Christians, must go through the last days before we come to the day of the Lord, which is a great and terrible day. It's a day of cursing and blessing at the same time. Many scholars feel that we, Christians, will be raptured before the tribulation. But listen, I say to you right now, open your eyes. Tribulations and persecutions and trials has already started, and it It's going to increase because it is the last days that prepares the Christians for the day of the Lord. Therefore, we must endure unto the end. Our reward is great if we endure and become overcomers. Our reward is great if we become overcomers. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11. And they overcame him, who? Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. You see, we do not consider our own lives, our goals, our careers. And if we die doing the Lord's will, you know, speaking his word and doing his works, if we die doing that, then we die. If we live, then we live and continue his work. If you're for the Lord, you're for him all the way. Jesus prophesied what was to come way back then, and his prophecies hold true even more so today. Although Jesus spoke these words that I'm about to read to the Jews way back then, back in the day, we still must take heed. This is what he said in Matthew 24, verses 20 and 21. Jesus said, "Pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day." Now, there's a reason why the Lord said that to them. He was speaking back then to the Jews, because Jerusalem was a Jewish-dominated town which kept 100% of the laws of Moses all the way up to 70 A.D. The gates of the city would be closed on the Sabbath, so no one could get out. This would hinder the Lord's instructions to the Christians to get out of the city before the Romans, before the Roman armies destroy the city. He was trying to, this was him trying to tell them, you got to get out of there before the Roman armies destroy the city. And he knew that they were going to do it. And they did it in 70 AD. This was one of the reasons Jesus said, pray that your flight be not in the winter or on the Sabbath day. The other reason was for women who were pregnant or nursing mothers. They would be hindered for obvious reasons because of exposure to cold and snow. It got very cold in the winter in Jerusalem, especially when that north wind blowed. When that north wind would blow, I mean, it's like freezing. Therefore, winter would hinder their flight. And when Jesus said flight, he mean to flee. Pray that your fleeing will not be in the winter or on the Sabbath day. He went on to say, and this is where it comes for us, because this is what's coming in this hour. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. He is warning us even now of great tribulations that's coming and has already begun. Jesus also tells us that his word shall be preached in the midst of all of this. In the midst of all this craziness, God's word will still be being preached. Matthew 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. He said, this gospel, what gospel, Lord, are you talking about? The gospel that Jesus preached with powerful, energetic, creative words. His gospel, the gospel of love, heavenly signs and wonders. Jesus was demonstrating with this gospel, his gospel, he was demonstrating the full expression of the pure love of God and the kingdom of God, which is the power of the age to come. He says that's the gospel that has to be preached in this hour. And then after that gospel is preached, which is his true, pure gospel, then shall the end come. But this hasn't happened yet. No one has preached the pure, true, uncut, unmixed gospel of the kingdom that Jesus preached. But those who will preach this gospel of the kingdom, there are those who will preach it in this hour, and that's God's elect. And it's because of them that those evil days will be shortened. Because after they have preached this gospel of the kingdom, then shall the end come. The deception of false prophets and false Christ, along with demons performing signs and wonders, will be so powerful in this hour that almost anyone can be deceived, as it is written in verses 24 and 25. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Because, behold, Jesus says, behold, I have told you before. He says, look, I'm telling you, this is going to happen. The Lord has prophesied that these things shall come. And he said that if it were possible, the very elect shall be deceived. If it were possible, because the deception in this hour will be so great. It is not possible for the elect to be deceived. That's why the Lord said, if it were possible, because he knew it's not possible for the elect to be deceived, because they are the manifested, in other words, brought to light, made clearly seen, the manifested sons of the living God. Jesus Christ is in them, and people can see it. They can see their light. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and they'll be drawn to your light. Therefore, it is impossible for them to be deceived. That's why it's so important, Christians, to hold on to the Lord in this hour. No matter what's going on, you hold on to Jesus Christ, the Lord. The day of the Lord consists of different events. Now, when I say the day of the Lord, believe me, the day of the Lord is coming. But we have to endure the latter days before we even get to the day of the Lord. And it consists of different events. It consists of God's wrath, God's ultimate judgment, and the kingdom of God. God's wrath. Let's start with that one. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 through 16. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that set upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. They're talking about Jesus himself. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Jesus is the Word made flesh, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. The righteousness of the saints, that's what these fine linen that's white and clean, that's the righteousness of the saints. In other words, we will be able to carry God's righteousness. That's why it's written that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God's righteousness, and everything else will be added to you, everything that you need. We don't have to worry about it, but seek the kingdom of God first, because to have God's righteousness is to have the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, the powerful word of God, that with it he should smite the nations. He's coming now to smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture is a robe or a covering garment. He has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You see, when God's wrath comes, who can abide it? Who can stand when God's wrath comes? Joel chapter 2, verse 11, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and terrible, very terrible, and who can abide it? No one will be able to stand in the presence of God during his wrath because of his great power. No one except his army of elect chosen ones. But woe to the ungodly and for everything that is of this fallen natured world, this fallen natured earth, for all evil will perish. As it is written in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. It is God's wrath upon the wicked. And Isaiah takes it even more so. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 12, for the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up. And he shall be brought low. This is what Obadiah said in Obadiah chapter 1, verse 15. He said, for the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. And this is what the Lord says to the heathen. He says, as thou hast done, it shall be done unto you. For your reward shall return upon your own head. Woe to the inhabitants of the world, those who cling on to this fallen natured world, for the day of the Lord is near, as it is written in Isaiah 13, verse 6 through 11. The Lord says, howl, you know, like a wolf or animal, howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pains and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. And he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. You see, the Lord is coming in his wrath, but he's coming for those who just straight out rejects him. Those that he has shown his love and opened up his signs and wonders, his beauty, his love, full expression of his love to them, and they still reject him knowing who he is. That causes God's wrath when he has shown you who he is and still you reject him. So he comes in anger, righteous anger, and the wrath of God is more terrible than people believe. The Lord goes on to say in Isaiah 13, 13, therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. The ungodly will try to run, but there will be nowhere for them to go, nowhere for them to hide. This is what these are the words that they'll say. They'll say this, which is spoken in Revelation chapter 6, verse 16. And they said to the mountains, This is what the evil and the ungodly will say to the mountains and rocks. Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Jesus came so that whosoever believe in him and obey him and love him and have faith in him shall be delivered from God's wrath. You will be delivered from the wrath of God. Just hold on to him. Next comes God's ultimate judgment. God's ultimate judgment. His judgment means sentencing. It means punishment for the wicked, as it is written in Revelation 21, verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You see, those that really love the Lord, you don't have to worry about the second death. But all of these people, the abominable, you know, and murderers and all of that, whoremongers, all of that, sorcerers and idolaters, they're going to have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. So then let the witches and warlocks and the LGBTQ community and murderers, let the God haters, Jesus haters, con artists and liars, let the drug dealers and gun traffickers and human traffickers and idolaters and all haters of the saints of the Most High God, all that hate Christianity, all that hate Christians, let them all run to their demons. Let them run to their demons. Let them run to Satan and to their false gods. But it shall be in vain. They'll run to these things, but it will be in vain, because Satan nor his demons nor his demonic Babylonian government beast system will be able to save them, because they too shall be judged. As it is written in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Yes, Satan himself will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast, this beast system, and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever for the wickedness that they have done. So don't envy the world as they blaspheme the living God. Don't envy them and as they blaspheme God and do according to their own will. Don't envy them as they march around in their homosexual attire and dance and sing and make merry in their hearts, as they chant that they are coming after our children. Yeah, they were chanting that as while they were in their little garb. We're coming after your children. It's witchcraft. That's why they have this grown man dressed like a woman, half-dressed, dancing on a pole in front of elementary kids, young kids. And they're them teaching the little boys how to shimmy like a woman. Don't envy these people. Don't envy those who manipulate and control people and the population of the earth. Don't envy these governments that are manipulating people, controlling people, and trying to control the population of the earth by killing and murdering innocent people. Don't envy those who, for money, wealth, and political power, kill and destroy. Don't envy those who create means of destruction. They come up with it, means of destruction, of destroying people. And those who are greedy for wealth and power, don't envy those who give their lives over to idols, demons, evil spirits, and Satan himself. Don't envy them, because they are smiling right now. Today, they seem happy. They seem like they have everything they need. But they will suffer for eternity unless they repent, and they better do it before the great and terrible day of the Lord. They must repent. That's the judgment of the Lord. But keep in mind that all judgment isn't bad. God's judgment for his true believers, for you, for me, the true believers. This is the next step. This is the next one. It's God's kingdom, the kingdom of God. That's the judgment for his true believers, which is forgiveness, cleansing, blessings, and the full image and likeness of the glorified Jesus Christ. This is what we can look forward to. Those of us who endure all of these things and love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbors as ourselves. It's important that you do that. You can't just love God and not love anybody else. You have to love God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, Christ Jesus the Son, and love our neighbors as ourselves. We are the overcomers, and we shall receive the ultimate blessings. We will inherit God himself. That's God is our inheritance. That's our inheritance, God himself, which is the kingdom of heaven. We will eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. We will not be hurt of the second death. We will eat of the hidden manna, and we will receive a white stone, and in that stone a new name, which no man knoweth except he that receive it. Yes, those of us who keep his works until the end, he will give us power over the nations, and we shall rule with a rod of iron. We will receive the morning star. We will be clothed in white raiment, and he will not blot our names out of the book of life, and he will confess our names before the Father and his holy angels. And he will make them of the synagogue of Satan, the church of Satan. He will make them which say they are God's chosen people, but they are not. They're liars. He will have them to come and worship before our feet. And they will know that God has loved us. God will make us pillars in God's temple, and we shall go no more out. And he will write upon us the name of the Father and the name of his holy city, which is New Jerusalem. You see, we will be the people or the city of peace, having the peace of Jesus Christ, which goes far beyond our understanding. We will be a people of total peace, and we will be a city itself. A people, a city, which cometh down out of heaven from God, and Jesus will write his new name upon us. Jesus will also grant us to sit with him in his Father's throne, even as he sits with the Father in the Father's throne. Our benefits for enduring and being overcomers are eternal and everlasting. It is far greater than you can ever imagine. And once we receive all of this, and there's much more to receive, but just remember, that's only the beginning once we enter into his kingdom. That is only the beginning. We will see the Lord in his beauty, and we will dance and sing. We will behold the beauty and glory of the Lord as we dance and sing in his presence. Praise the Lord. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Hallelujah.
As the sun comes up and a new day dawns, there's no darkness over my head. Looking over my yesterday, I realize I should have been dead.
Lord, you are so wonderful and beautiful. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful Monday, day right before the 4th of July. So thank you for tuning in and spending a little time with Pastor T. Meyer McCain on UCA Radio. Tune in again next week, and we'll be here with another message and praise, and I pray to the Lord that the message will be a blessing to you. So tell your friends to dial in 646-668-8537 for next week. And don't forget, we have Christian Talk on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. So check your time zone, dial in the same number, 646-668-8537, and tune in. It'll be my wife and myself, Pastor Tasila and Pastor T. Meyer. We're known as TNT. So just tune in and be blessed with the message. The messages that we bring forth every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Sometime we'll have a guest, a special guest, to be on the program, and that's always a blessing. We have people that have testified and given their testimony, and it's been such a great blessing. So make sure that you tell people about that. Once again, you can also, whenever I post that particular show, you can also listen from your computer, okay? So you can dial in or listen from your computer, all right? So make sure that you do that. Oh, well, I guess that's it. That wraps things up for me today. I'm just going to end you with, Howard Hewitt, my buddy Howard Hewitt, singing Amen, and we will see you next week. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we're